Jacks and Start Daddy Show. Welcome to the Relaxed Back with my dad, John Gifford. Hit it, Dad!
Smart moves.
Absolutely. So we're going back to that one stretch, sitting in a chair. That seated hip stretch is definitely one of the most requested movements that I get from my clients.
Get schooled.
And one of the amazing things is many people aren't aware that according to many studies, there are just as many people with herniated discs who have no pain as those who do. You know, that's one thing.
Take it inside.
Exactly. And what a lot of people aren't aware of is that they think they're tense because of a feeling, and usually it's the resistance to the existence of that feeling that makes them tense. And that's important because tension increases muscular pain.
It's all here, right now.
You know, I agree. I mean, maybe talking about pain and tension isn't always exciting, but here's the question. You know, if you wear out your body, where are you going to live? I mean, that's the kind of question we're starting to look at. Well, hello again. This is John Gifford coming to you for another brief podcast of The Relaxed Back. Some people may be wondering when they hear the intro and they hear my comment about herniated discs or bulging discs and how some studies have shown that there are just as many people who have disc issues found by MRI and CAT scan who really don't have pain. And people may be wondering where I'm picking up some of that information. And what I've done is, if you go to the motionwise.com, that's our main company site. But if you go to the relaxedback.com, you can see a link there to one of those studies and start researching that for yourself. I think it's really, really important. And through all the different podcasts, you're going to hear me weaving this topic in about being skeptical about our pain. And not again, we're not saying skeptical about the fact that we have pain, but skeptical about the reasons we're attributing to why we're in pain or what caused it. One of the most common logical fallacies that I think people use with regard to their pain, and it doesn't mean that's coming just from people who are suffering from pain, but I see it both from not only just my clients, from physicians, from people in my industry who are body workers. And that logical fallacy is one that's called post hoc ergo propter hoc, which means that after this, therefore because of this. And the biggest example of that is where someone will say, listen, you know what happened? I was out golfing, and I pulled the golf clubs out of my car, and my back went into spasm, and I know for sure I should never, ever do that again. So I am not going to pull those golf clubs out of that car again. And in their mind, that was the problem, and that was what caused their back spasm. But if we look further and we start putting our skeptical view on that belief, we start to see that chances are, the question I ask is, how many times have you lifted those golf clubs out of the car where you didn't have a spasm? Probably thousands. Now, why is this important? Well, it's important because if you think, in this example, that lifting the golf clubs out of your car was the problem, then all you're going to do is you're going to stop taking your golf clubs out of the car. Maybe you're going to have someone get the clubs out for you. But you're probably not going to address the real problem, the real question, which is, why were my muscles so tense that lifting the golf clubs out of the car caused the spasm in the first place? That is what's going to lead you to behaviors and to therapies and to actions that are actually going to help prevent you being more susceptible to those spasms in the first place. You know, often people are what I call a spasm waiting to happen. And we so like to believe that what at the time the pain was felt is when the pain started. But usually that's what we call a precipitating incident, meaning that is the incident where you first felt the pain. But your muscles and that tension was probably building for some time. And chances are, usually what I talk to people about is that if that was the day that your muscles had that level of tension, that might have happened with coughing, might have happened with getting up out of a chair. You might have been looking to back your car up and all of a sudden you can't move your neck. Now, I think it is important that we can look at those incidents and to try to see, are we doing behaviors that are setting ourselves up for pain? But we also really have to make sure and take a good critical look to see, could I really prove this in court, that the reason I'm hurting is because I lifted those golf clubs out of my trunk? It's always important to look a little further because you might learn a lot more about your tension levels or about other factors that are making you what I call, again, a spasm waiting to happen. So when you go to therelaxedback.com, you can check out one of those research studies for yourself. And actually, once you start looking at it, if you search those topics in Google, you'll probably come up with many, many studies because those studies have been replicated over and over again in many different countries. And one reason, additionally, that I think it's really important to start to think critically about our pain is because pain is one of those experiences that can be affected by what we think about it. Meaning, if I think that my pain is because I bend over to pick up things, then chances are I'm going to continue to be tense and have some level of anxiety about bending over, which does what? It's probably going to increase the likelihood that I'm going to have more tension when I do bend over and make me more susceptible to spasms. So we end up creating what we almost fear, which really may not be based on fact. And one of the best studies that really showed, and it goes way back, I think, to the 1940s, don't quote me on that date, but the link to that research paper is on the relaxedback.com as well, by H.K. Beecher, who did the research, who really was one of the first researchers to show that pain and the level of pain we feel largely depends on what we think about the pain. And in brief, I'll just tell you that it was a study based on men who were injured in battle and the level of pain they felt compared to people who were injured in peacetime with similar injuries and the level of pain they felt. I'm not going to give you the results of that, but who do you think experienced more pain? Remember, in the military at that time, I'm not sure how it is today, but if you were wounded, you went home. So with that, try to think about who you think, what did the study reveal about who actually experienced more pain? So that's going to wrap up this version of this brief podcast. I wanted to record this because I wanted when people hear the beginning of that podcast, I want to make sure that you understand that I'm not just pulling those figures out of the air, that we are backing that. We try to back everything we say up with somewhere where you can research it for yourself and find out for yourself. That's really what we're really trying to do, and that's what we think is most important, that you not listen to what I say or to what any professional says, whether they've read a book or whether they're a physician or they're not a physician. Some people only listen to people who are not physicians, which I don't think is a good idea either. Take that information, research it, see what you find, and if it works, use it to your benefit. Thanks a lot. This is John Gifford saying so long, and we'll see you at the next podcast. Hey everyone, this is John Gifford, and I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of The Relaxed Back. Feel free to email me with your questions or comments. I would love to hear from you. All previous episodes, as well as our contact information, can be found at therelaxedback.com or by searching The Relaxed Back in iTunes. This podcast is sponsored and owned by my company MotionWise, which is devoted to helping people reduce muscular pain and tension by providing hands-on muscle care, educational trainings, and self-help resources such as my book, The Relaxed Back. Visit MotionWise.com to learn more about our services or to have me speak to your company, convention, or institution. Till next time, stay loose!